Good morning, One Church. So good to be with you this morning on this chilly but beautiful fall morning. This morning, I just have a few words I want to share with you that I feel like the Lord really put on my heart. The last couple of weeks, I was dealing with some things that I knew the Lord was speaking to me, and I wasn't quite getting free of some things. And then, just like how good the Lord always is, He led me to a friend that prayed with me, and I listened to a message that really confirmed in my spirit what was going on. And I feel like the Lord has shown me that there's a lot of people dealing with the same thing. And that's usually how it is in the body of Christ, right? It's not usually just one of us, it's usually a bunch of us. And I had shared with some people before from my team in the Downs that when I was praying, I saw that there were people who were really struggling with prayer right now because there's just so much going on in the world. I mean, here we are in the middle of these elections, COVID, all these things going on all around us that there's frankly a lot of darkness, a lot of things that can bring discouragement on us. And it's caused people to isolate, to stay at home, to worry, to have anxiety, and just fret about a lot of things. And what I feel like the Lord showed me was that the more we stay isolated, the more we stay apart, the more we just kind of remove ourselves, because it's a way of coping, a way of dealing with what's going on. It is a chance for the enemy to step in, because he sees the people who were on fire for Jesus, and he sees the people who are really getting out there, and he had this strategy to just move in and quench that out. And the truth is, what the Lord showed me is that the enemy is stealing our fire. He's stealing our passion, our fire. He's dulling our spiritual senses. And we've got to rise up and take authority over that. And we've got to get rid of that. What I begin to see as we prayed over me and over what was going on with me, and I saw that lots of people are struggling with this, is that as we get overwhelmed with all these different things that are going on, we tend to pull back, we shrink back, because it's a self-preservation kind of thing. But what happens is the spirit gets quenched in us, and the enemy brings in this spirit of stupor, this spirit of apathy, and it runs rampant. And I believe the Lord showed me this is going on everywhere across the land with the body of Christ. Just because of everything that's going on in the world, we begin to feel overwhelmed, so we shrink back, so we shut ourselves off, so we find a place that can be comfortable, because we want to be comfortable and we want to feel safe. But this is a ploy of the enemy that we have to stand against. So I want to talk about that a little bit more today, because I know many of you have shared with me that you're exhausted, you're tired, you're worried, you're confused because of everything that's going on. And I just want to encourage you that this is not the time to stop. This is not the time to stay home and cover up your head with your blanket and think that the enemy is going to leave you alone, because he's not. This puts us in a place where our mind begins to be more foggy, more confusion comes in, and we're not hearing the Lord like we need to hear him. And when we do that, we begin that with our flesh, but as we give in to that, these demonic spirits begin to come in and attack us, and we get hit with a spirit of stupor, of a spirit of apathy, and it leads to complacency. And complacency is never good because it completely shuts out the kingdom vision that the Lord has given us. So it puts us in a place that we can't really minister, we can't really pray effectively for other people. We just kind of settle into our comfort zone, to our little zone where we can just be comfortable, and it's not good. The enemy is stealing from us. He's stealing our zeal. He's stealing our passion. He's stealing our fire. And we need that fire. We need that passion because we are in the last days. Jesus is coming soon. We're in the last days. This is the time the body of Christ has to rise up, has to be ready to give hope to the hopeless, to minister to the broken, to get out there in the world and do what we're called to do. And if we're sitting on the couch in complacency, it's not going to happen. It's just not. Complacency is a sin. It really is. It's a sin because when we're living in that place, we cannot make a difference for the kingdom. So what do we do about it? How do we get rid of it? We have to break it off. We have to recognize first that we have given place to those spirits. We have to recognize that they have come along and we've been in agreement with them, and we have to take authority over them and get rid of them, because we have to have this realization that we need our fire back. We need our passion back. And I'm going to tell you that after I listened to a message on this, and then I had a friend that prayed with me, suddenly I felt like a new person. And I realized that I had done that. I was guilty of that. I had just let those spirits come in, and I was in agreement with them, and that's what was fogging my thinking and my prayers. And I really felt a difference after we broke that off. I felt my passion begin to stir up in me again, and my zeal begin to return. You know, in Revelation, Jesus says that if we're lukewarm, he will spit us out of his mouth. Lukewarmness is we need to be either hot or cold. It would be better to be cold than to live as a lukewarm believer, because we're worthless to the Lord as a lukewarm believer. It says in Romans 12:11, to not be slothful, but to be fervent in spirit and serve the Lord. And we have to pray. We have to be fervent in prayer, because prayer is what begins to break things down. Intercession and prayer is what brings freedom. It's what breaks things off. And he does hear our prayers, and he understands where we are, but we have to make a move. God does his part, but we have to do ours. We have to get up and make a move towards him and make it clear that we don't want any part of that spirit of apathy, that spirit of stupor. We want that off of us so that he can stir up the fire in us again. We need that fire. We need that fervency moving in our services, moving in everything we do as we reach out to the lost. So as I've been talking about this morning, I don't want to take a long time, but I think as I've talked about it, some of you have probably said that you relate to that, that your prayer times maybe haven't been so good, that your mind wanders, that you're distracted, that you get in the Word, but you find yourself drifting off in your thoughts or falling asleep, or things just aren't what they need to be. We need that manifest presence of Jesus as part of what we're doing as we pray and as we get in the Word and as we witness and minister to people, as we pray with people. We have to feel that power of the Holy Spirit at work. So as I've spoken about this, even though it's been short, I think the Holy Spirit is speaking to some of you. I think the Holy Spirit is showing some of you that that's where you are, that there's either confusion or there's comfortableness or there's just that complacency that comes when we're not walking where we need to walk. So if that's you, I would really like to pray with you this morning. And so I'd like you to get your heart in a spirit of prayer so that I can pray over you, because I want you to find freedom like I did. Like I said, after I did this and my friend and I prayed, I have felt that fire coming back, that fervency coming back, and I want you to have the same thing. I want you to experience everything that the Holy Spirit has for you today. So if you would like to do that, I would like to pray with you right now. I'd like you to hold your hands up to receive from the Lord. And I'd like to pray with you, and I'd like you to just keep your eyes open, and I'd like you to repeat after me. And we are going to pray to break these spirits off of stupor and apathy. So first, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that you hear my prayers. Today, I repent. I repent of opening myself to a spirit of stupor. I repent of complacency. I repent of apathy. I repent of staying in my comfort zone. I repent of living in anxiety and fear. And right now, I renounce every spirit of stupor. I renounce a spirit of apathy. I renounce a spirit of complacency. I break every agreement with these spirits in Jesus' name. Now, as you pray that, I want you to just stay in an attitude of prayer. And I'm going to pray to break that yoke off of you. The Word of God says that it's His anointing that breaks every yoke. And I want to break that off of you. So I want you to just keep your spirit open to the Lord right now. Lord Jesus, I break off the yoke of stupor off of everyone that's participating. I break off a yoke of apathy on each person. I break off that yoke of complacency. I break them off in the name of Jesus. And I command every one of those spirits right now, you will go directly to the feet of Jesus Christ and you will go wherever He sends you right now. But you will never return. You will not return to these people. Their hearts and souls are sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And right now, I release fresh oil. I release fresh passion on each one. I release a fervency. I release your anointing, Father, that as they seek you and pray to you and get in your word, that they will experience your presence. That they will have a new energy and a new zeal that builds up in them. Lord, help each one of us to take authority anytime we begin to feel that coming towards us. That we will seek you fully. That we will get out of our comfort zone, Lord Jesus. Help us to walk in your word, in faith, believing that you have so much more for us to experience, so much more for us to do for your kingdom. And we thank you and praise you with all of our hearts. We praise you. In the name of Jesus, amen. I really hope that this has been helpful. I hope that the Holy Spirit touched you in some way this morning. if you feel like you are struggling more, you need a little more help, a little more prayer, please call and let me know. I would be more than happy to meet with you and pray with you, because I want you to be free. I want all of us to experience that passion and that zeal that we need to have. So I pray that you have a really blessed day, that you walk with the Lord, walk in faith, believe it. And Jesus bless you today.